The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. Today's message is something different, and it is called The Origins of the Curse. Doesn't that sound interesting? I know you're curious. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, as I share this truth with your people, Lord, lead me, guide me. Lord, I'm just your vessel. And Lord, open the ears and the hearts of everyone listening to this message where they can make the necessary adjustments to best serve you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen. So, the origins of the curse. Like I said, it really does sound interesting. And the reason why it's interesting, it's something that people really want to know about. You know, have you ever come across someone, or it could be you, where the question is asked, why did this happen to me? You know, why did this bad thing happen to me? There's some people that go around accusing God. There's some people that go around saying that they have bad luck. You know, some people blame it on luck. Other people blame it on God. Because let's be honest, the curse is a very broad topic, just like the blessing is a very broad topic. And everyone knows, you know, the blessing and the curse are reciprocal forces. One is going in the good direction. The other one is going in the bad direction. You get many curses under the curse. You get a lot of blessings under the blessing. And let me just explain that quickly. Say if someone gets blessed with a new car, that is a blessing, but it's not the blessing. The blessing is responsible for that small blessing. You know, if someone receives their healing, that is a blessing that falls under the blessing. You know, if someone's car gets stolen, that is a curse under the curse. You know, someone's car getting stolen, yes, it's quite bad, but that's not the magnitude of the curse. You know, if you do your research biblically, you will see that the Bible sometimes uses the term death, and it's referring to the curse. And death has different levels. You know, the curse has different levels. You know, if someone's animal dies before its time, that is a curse under the curse. There's different levels. And the greater the level, the more hard it is. And you get different blessings, different levels of blessings, where the blessings get so big that you cannot deny that this is God. So there are some people that get hit with some form of the curse, and they want to know why. And, you know, I used this example before. Growing up, I was in the era where phone manufacturers were fighting against each other to bring out the next great thing. And I was there back in the day when my father got his first cell phone. And this was in the 90s, and it was a 2110i Nokia. And back then, I mean, if you got a cell phone, like, this is big. And his phone, it was a work-issued phone, and it was so big, and it came with a videotape on how to use it. A videotape, VHS. And the aerial, you would have to pull the aerial out, and it kind of looked like a fishing rod. And you can also maybe surf on the phone. The phone was big. And but back then, that technology was like, wow, this is like really cool. And then over the years, you know, the phones got smaller and smaller, and more companies started arising producing phones. There was Motorola, there was Nokia, Samsung came on the scene later. There was Ericsson, and then Sony came later. Then Sony and Ericsson partnered with each other. Then it was Sony Ericsson. Then later on, it just became Sony. And there's a lot of other phones, Alcatel, etc., etc. And I remember when I got my first phone, I think it was a Motorola, and it was also a fairly big phone, but you could not extend the aerial. I think it was just a screen that had the color green and black, you know, one of those screens. But over time, the phones really began evolving. And when I started working in the world full time, I started buying phones. And I used to waste a lot of my money just upgrading my phones all the time. And I even had a couple of Blackberries. And then I ended off owning iPhones. But, you know, over time, I would get a lot of phones and I would look after all my phones. And I would really, really, really use them. I was on a lot of different social media platforms to the point where after work I'd come home and there would always be an ice cold Coca-Cola waiting for me, and my parents would be cooking, and I would move the couch to face the TV. I'd put on a movie, but I wasn't really paying attention to the movie. I was actually talking to a lot of people on these different platforms. That's just how it was back in the day. And I would always look after my phones, even though they were really, really used. And I remember buying a tablet, and I bought a new Samsung Galaxy S4. This was back in the day. And that phone was amazing. And it had so much features. I really enjoyed it, but I wanted something a little bigger. And I bought this tablet to use as a phone. And I sold the Samsung Galaxy. And then from the Samsung Galaxy tablet, I upgraded to another phone. And there was a lady that I was working with, and she bought this tablet from me. And the tablet, it had a cover, and it had a screen protector, and I really, really, really looked after it. And someone's thinking, is this podcast all about phones? Well, I'm just giving you an example here. You know, I would look after all my phones, but this lady that bought the phone from me, every phone she would get, something would happen to it. You know, the phone would fall, and the screen would crack, or the phone would get stolen. Or if the phone doesn't get stolen, then a charger breaks. And if a charger doesn't break, then the charging port breaks. One after the other. I worked with this lady for many, many, many years. And over time, she would also get other phones because she was kind of forced to. And I sold my tablet to her, and my tablet was in pristine condition. And it was shortly afterwards, she comes to work and she had let the tablet fall and the screen was cracked. And I didn't like that because I had that tablet for a while and I looked after it. And yeah, she like just gets her hands on it and already the screen's cracked. Then it fell again and the crack got bigger. And then she told me one day she went to this one clothing store and she had it in a bag and someone stole the tablet. So she didn't notice that, hey, something's up here. You know, there's a force that's working against her here. You know, because if it happens to a person's phone one time, sure, that's fine. You know, but if it's always happening, phone after phone after phone after phone, you got to start asking yourself questions. That should be alarming to a person. But she didn't put two and two together. You know, that's just the way like she lived. And I really feel sorry for her, you know. But there comes a time where you got to start asking yourself, like, what exactly is going on here? Why is this happening? Where did this curse come from? And maybe it's not even a phone situation that you're dealing with. Maybe it's a car situation. I remember years ago, my father had this one car, and my father also looked after it. And over time, he upgraded certain things on it. And then my father upgraded from that car and he had his eye on another car. And he sold the car and it was to a young couple. And this guy, he didn't have the car for that long and he blew the motor. And then I went through a stage where I had motorbikes and I had scooters and that. And I bought this one scooter and I just got it and I replaced the indicators in front. And I had the brakes redone and I cleaned the bike up. And there was a few other things that I did to it. But then I had my eyes on something else. And there was a guy that was working with me. He wanted this scooter so bad. If I remember correctly, I was replacing it with a motorbike or something. And so I said, okay, you know what? I'll think about selling it to you. So he wanted to borrow it one night. And I was very uncomfortable with him doing it. But I said, okay, fine. He walks over to the scooter. The steering lock was on and he broke the steering lock. And then he's wheeling the scooter around the corner and he lets it fall and he breaks the brand new mirrors that I just put on. So already I was really annoyed. And that just got me to sell it to him. I said, you know what? Instead of you replacing the stuff, I'll just sell you the scooter. He hardly had the scooter in his possession where he decided he was going to respray paint it. And he did a terrible job. And then he also blew the motor. And then he had to find another replacement motor. But because it was a different type of scooter motor, he had to change the whole back wheel. And this particular scooter, it had drum brakes, but the motor and the wheel that he got for it had disc brakes, so he couldn't get his back brakes to work. And it was just one thing after the next. Now, once again, if something keeps going wrong, you got to stand back and say, hey, where did this come from? So anyway, let me show you from scripture where sin comes from, because you could be dealing with a number of things, and this is really going to open your eyes up. So remember the Garden of Eden. God told Adam and Eve what to do, and he also told them what not to do. He said, don't eat of the fruit of this tree. But they did. They disobeyed him. And then guess what happened? They sinned by disobeying God. And when they sinned, it opened the door to the curse. Now remember, they were first disobedient before the curse came. The curse didn't show up first. Their disobedience showed up first, and then the curse followed. So you know the story. After they sinned, there was a lot of things that happened in their life. Their lives changed from the blessing to the curse. Here's just some things. I just highlighted it. Number one, out of their own mouths, they said they were afraid. They were naked. They hid themselves from God. They were running from God. And then God said to the woman, he will greatly multiply her sorrow and her conception. In sorrow, she'll bring forth children. It originally wasn't supposed to be like that. And then to the man, he said, curse is the ground for your sake. In sorrow, thou shalt eat of it all the days of your life. In sorrow. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return to the ground. And then after that, they were ushered out the garden. Now, God wasn't being nasty to them. It's just they stepped into that sin themselves. And when they stepped into that sin, it invited the curse in. It's like if someone, or should I say, if a law-abiding citizen, all of a sudden starts robbing places. They sinned. Now the law is against them. The law wasn't out to get them. You know, the cops weren't out to get them originally. If you're law-abiding, you're law-abiding. Then the law's your friend. But as soon as you sin against it, it's going to come after you. Listen to this. This is Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all these commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Once again, it's not God cursing people. If you break the law, it's not the president of the country being nasty against you. And now all of a sudden he sends all these cops against you. No, if you break the law, you are inviting the curse into your life. Listen to this. This is Matthew chapter 9, verse 5 to 7. It says, for whether is easy to say, this is Jesus speaking, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that thou may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now, let me just paint a picture. This man was sick of the palsy. That is a curse. But when Jesus saw him, he didn't deal with the curse first. He dealt with the sin. And he said, you are forgiven. After he got the sin out the way, the curse could leave. You see that? You're going to see more of that. Listen to this. This is John chapter 5, verse 12 and 14. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. You see that? Sin, curse, sin, curse, sin, curse. And Jesus said it right there. He said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. You know, people sin first and then the curse catches up. Then listen to this. This is John chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Once again, having sicknesses, that's all the curse, having poverty, things happening all around you that should not be happening, all that came as a result of sin. The Jews understood this. There's a direct connection between sin and the curse. And I'm showing you from scripture. I've got a couple more. Listen to this. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, As by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Once again, sin came into the world first, and then death or the curse came in. The curse wasn't here first. Sin was here first. And I always say this, sin gives the curse a green card into your life. This is Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. Or you can read it like this. For the wages of sin is the curse, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How about this one? Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Once again, sin is always in the forefront. Sin pulls the curse along. Now, 1 Peter 2:24, this should get you excited. Jesus delivered us from sin. Listen to this. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he were healed. So basically, Jesus took our sin. And I'm convinced that the more you meditate on that scripture, sins that you have been committing for years, there are some sins that you know about, and there's maybe some sins that you don't even know about. There's some sins that you're trying to kick, but you struggle. I believe that if you meditate on that scripture that you are free from sin, that Jesus took your sin, it's going to change your life. You need to see yourself free from sin. And when you sin, just start quoting that scripture and start thanking God that he delivered you. He really did take our sin. So sin doesn't actually belong to us anymore. And a revelation of that truth, it's going to help you get out of some sticky situations. Hope this message blessed you. You are already free from sin. And I'm convinced that not many Christians know this. But God loves you. And that's why he sent Jesus. Jesus cured us from sin. He took our sin in his own body. Praise God. Because he took our sin, the curse doesn't belong to us anymore. Isn't that great news? God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.